So a reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyavila chapter 6, text number 73, is it on the board?
73.
The liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Tajam Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyavila Adhyay 6, Payar Sankar 73, and Adhyay ka naam hai Sarvam Bhattacharya ki Mukti, par charcha karne ka prayas kare.
गोपीनाथ कहे इन हर नहे बद्यपेक्षा गोपीनाथ कहे इन हर नहे बद्यपेक्षा अतएव बर संप्रदाय नहि का अपेक्षा अतएव बर संप्रदाय नहि का अपेक्षा गोपीनाथ कहे इन हर नहे बद्यपेक्षा
गोपीनाथ कहे इन
बद संप्रदाय नहि का अपेक्षा गोपीनाथ कहे इन हर नहि बद अपेक्षा अतएव बद संप्रदाय नहि का अपेक्षा
तात्पर्य श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने भारतीय संप्रदाय से संन्यास ग्रहण किया था जो शंकराचार्य की परंपरा से संबंधित है। शंकराचार्य ने अपने सन्यासी शिष्यों के लिए नामों का प्रचलन किया जिनकी संख्या 10 है। इसमें से तीर्थ आश्रम तथा सरस्वती सर्वप्रमुख माने जाते हैं। श्रृंगेरी मठ में सरस्वती प्रथम, भारती द्वितीय और पूरी तृतीय श्रेणी की उपाधियाँ मानी जाती हैं। जिस सन्यासी ने तत्वमसी सूत्र को ठीक से समझ लिया और जो गंगा यमुना तथा सरस्वती के संगम में स्नान करता है वह तीर्थ कहलाता है। जो व्यक्ति सन्यास लेने का आतुर है, संसारी कार्यों से विरक्त रहता है और उसे भौतिक सुख की किसी प्रकार की इच्छा नहीं रखती है।
You came to Tattvamasi.
Yes.
Who takes his bath? Okay, there's a number of important points here that we should underscore.
तो यहाँ पे बहुत सारे महत्वपूर्ण बिंदु हैं जिस पे हमें चर्चा करना चाहिए।
First of all, why Mahaprabhu took sannyas from Mayavadis?
तो सबसे पहला प्रश्न है कि श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने मायावादी सन्यासी से क्यों सन्यास
लिया? भारतीय संप्रदाय, just as in the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Vaishnava Sampradaya had fallen into disrepute.
तो जिस प्रकार से भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर के समय में जो वैष्णव संप्रदाय है उसमें छिन्न-भिन्न हो गया था।
भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर took sannyas. I'm not sannyas. He took initiation. His diksha initiation. Actually, did not take diksha from Jagannath Das Babaji, but we don't see his diksha guru on our altar. Hello.
तो उनके जो दीक्षा गुरु हैं.
Anybody home?
So भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी ने जो दीक्षा लिया था वो जगन्नाथ दास बाबा जी से दीक्षा नहीं लिया था तो किसी दूसरे से लिया था.
Isn't that Bipin Bihari? He took his diksha from Bipin Bihari.
Diksha jo liya tha Bipin Bihari se liya tha.
Bipin Bihari was a Vaishnava. I think, was he Babaji or Sannyasi? Sannyasi. He was Grihastha.
Bipin Bihari ji jo tha Grihastha.
Now, as I understand it, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hey, Panaji. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was ordered in a dream by Mahaprabhu to take initiation from Bipin Bihari.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne sapne mein Bhaktivinoda Thakur ko bola tha ki Bipin Bihari sahab se.
The reason I'm discussing because there are parallels here. The Vaishnava Sampradaya was in disrepute at the time. In other words, it's pretty clear, I think, in the biography by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Basically, a Vaishnava sannyasi at that time was somebody, give him some coins and get them out of here. They're just nothing but beggars who are using their sadhu dress as an excuse to collect money. This was the conception of sannyasis of Vaishnava order at that time. It was broken, you see.
तो उस समय संप्रदाय के जो सन्यासी लोग थे उनका मानदान ज्यादा नहीं होता था। लोग समझते थे बस ये
You already knew? Hey, don't pretend you don't know English. What is this nonsense? You already knew? Yes, no? Okay, good. So everybody should be taking notes. You already knew? Why you're not taking notes? You already knew? English name? Tell him to. Where's his notebook? Why he has no notebook? Tell him. What good his notebook is going to do in the backpack? That's how he's going to get knowledge, is he puts it in the backpack.
क्लास में नोट्स के साथ आप भैया महाराज की क्लास में खास करके नोट्स बनाना चाहिए बुक्स नोटबुक लाते हैं तो नोट भी बनाना चाहिए
वेरी गुड सो ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड द पैरेलल्स हियर बिटवीन व्हाई महाप्रभु वेंट टू अ सन्यासी फ्रॉम द संप्रदाय ऑफ शंकराचार्य
शंकराचार्य के संप्रदाय से उन्होंने क्यों सन्यास ग्रहण
किया Vaishnavas had fallen into ill repute. There was, it was broken.
क्योंकि उस समय जब वैष्णव संप्रदाय था, वो पूर्ण रूप से टूट चुका था.
So you see the parallel between the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because it's like an old Maruti. You know, the sampradaya is like an old Maruti.
संप्रदाय जो है old Maruti, पुरानी Maruti गाड़ी के समान है.
You can buy it brand new; it's very nice. And then after some time, it runs down. The shock absorbers give out. Finally, the brakes give out quickly.
जब नया खरीदते तब ठीक रहता है फिर धीरे धीरे उसका शॉक अब्जॉर्बर चला जाता है ब्रेक
फाइनली द इंजन गिव्स आउट
और अंततः इंजन भी चला जाता है
एंड फाइनली इट हैज टू बी रिप्लेस्ड
और उसके बाद उसको रिप्लेस करना दूसरी लेनी पड़ती है
सो दैट इज द नेचर ऑफ संप्रदाय बिकॉज ऑफ द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ द वेव्स ऑफ द मटेरियल नेचर द मटेरियल डजंट गिव अप सिंपली बिकॉज संप्रदाय इज द अल्टीमेट And we have got sacred thread, but the ultimate sacred thread is sampradaya. Write that down.
तो जो हम यज्ञ पवित्र धारण करते हैं, लेकिन असली यज्ञ पवित्र है संप्रदाय.
Because it is linking the whole line of Vaishnav saints back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The link is there.
क्योंकि संप्रदाय में हम परंपरा में आता है हमारा संबंध जुड़ता है भगवान श्री कृष्ण के साथ.
But from time to time, we know. That something has to be done to repair the sampradaya.
और समय समय पर हमें पता चलता है कि हम सब संप्रदाय को ठीक करें.
So sometimes that action to repair the sampradaya is unconventional.
Sampradaya?
You don't know the word unconventional? Come on, help him out.
औपचारिक.
Who else is a English? Come on, help him out. Help him out. Unconventional, you don't know the meaning?
Exact meaning.
Irregular.
Irregular.
Unusual, socially different.
जो स्वाभाविक रूप से स्वाभाविक नहीं हो.
Socially different.
अस्वाभाविक.
You guys help him out. If he doesn't get a word, then help him out. Don't just remain there. You know, don't just be silent. Because then I get distracted, breaks my train of thought. Those of you who have never given a class, you understand that it's channeling. It's yoga. It requires complete and total unbroken focus. And something like this happens, it breaks my focus, train of thought, you see. Because it's coming not from me. I am the, like this microphone. The sound is not coming from the microphone. The sound is coming from me, from my body, from my lips. The sound is coming and it's going to microphone. So I am microphone, that's it. In the hands of Sampradaya. So again, we see Sampradaya. You see,
reports
cannot be underestimated.
महाराज कह रहे हैं कि जैसे माइक्रोफोन में आवाज़ जा रही है तो मैं सिर्फ बोल रहा हूँ और माइक्रोफोन जैसे ट्रांसफर कर रही है ध्वनि को उसी तरह से योग में जैसे कोई वक्ता बोलता है तो फिर वो भगवान से जुड़ के ऐसे करके प्रवचन करता है
Now this, why Bhaktivinoda Thakur took diksha from Bipin Bihari is fascinating subject but it's directly related to what we're talking here because of the breakdown in Vaishnava sannyasis you see they were in ill repute so if Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was going to carry on Sampradaya with credibility, he had to have a credible Diksha Guru. This was the point. And the sannyasis, Vaishnava sannyasis, since people thought they were just merely a nuisance beggars, if he'd take initiation from one of them, then he would have no credibility in the community. In the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they were so image conscious, social conscious, all that British influence, very heavy,
you know. British samrajya tha, sabhi jo samaj ke mandat pe bahut zyada dhyan dete the, to usme Vaishnav sanyasiyon ko ek bhikshuk ki tarah dekha jata tha, unka koi zyada maandan nahi hua karta tha.
So Bipin Bihari, the point of Bipin Bihari, you say he was, I thought he was Babaji, not Babaji, Grihastha. So the point is, why Bipin Bihari? You see, why?
तो यहाँ प्रश्न उठता है कि विपिन बिहारी एक गृहस्थ थे तो फिर उनसे भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी ने
क्या शिक्षा दी
क्योंकि वह समाज में बहुत प्रतिष्ठित थे
he was in good standing he was but interestingly enough he was as I understand it he was a bidi smoker
और
no you sure about that positive oh pan chewer okay I knew it was something a little different
विपिन बिहारी जो पान भी खाया करते थे लेकिन उनका समाज में बहुत अच्छी प्रतिष्ठा थी
But significantly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not always agree with Bipin Bihari. Sometimes there was some argument.
तो कई बार जो है कुछ वाद विवाद भी हो जाया करता था भक्ति
So we don't find Bipin Bihari on our altar. We find on our altar is Jagannath Das Babaji.
इसलिए हम अपने altar में देखते हैं कि जगन्नाथ दास बाबा जी हैं विपिन बिहारी जी नहीं
There was this little club, you know. It was Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji, and Goshen Kishore Das Babaji. So they were like a little private club. Although there was, you know, Siksha and Diksha, there were Siksha relationships amongst them, but mainly the highest relationship, really, they were friends. And they considered each other to be guru. That's Vaishnava. You people are learning how to become, you're supposed to learn now how to become Vaishnava. So he treated each one of they treated each other as guru. That's a fact. Now write it down. No, there was etiquette amongst them of superiority. You see, but they did not recognize it. No, he is my guru.
So आपस में वो लोग भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी गौर किशोर दास बाबाजी महाराज जगन्नाथ दास बाबाजी महाराज बहुत अच्छे संबंध थे और उनका आधार जो था जो संबंध था बहुत ही मैत्रीपूर्ण था और शिक्षा के आधार पर था.
So, the real, therefore we have got Jagannath Das Babaji on our altar because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he took his siksha, the essence of his Krishna consciousness, he took from Jagannath Das Babaji, not from Bipin Bihari.
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur ji ne siksha li Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj se liya, isliye hamare altar mein aap dekhenge Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki.
So Mahaprabhu had, as a sannyasi, had to have credibility. This is the point.
तो सन्यासी का जो मान प्रतिष्ठा होना चाहिए.
So therefore he went to sampradaya of Mayavadi sampradaya.
इसलिए श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने मायावादी संप्रदाय में जो दीक्षा ली.
Now we always show Mahaprabhu as having a secret.
तो महाप्रभु का ये लेने का एक सीक्रेट था.
Yes.
Mahaprabhu
more RAM in your computer? You need more RAM in your computer? Actually, I don't know about his later days, but he always kept no Sikha, or later he took Sikha in Jagannath Puri. But in, at least in the beginning, not keeping Sikha because he was took initiation from Mayavadi Guru. So, huh? No threat either. But later did he in the preaching of Jagannath Puri when he took the role of Vaishnavacharya, I don't know if he then grew a Sikha or not. But in the beginning at least, and in the films they make, Indian black and white films, you do not find that Mahaprabhu has got Sikha. And that he, well, there were some very wonderful, actually very nicely done, some old Bengali films, black and white of Gaura Lila. And there he is not shown with any sikha. Huh? You've seen? Yes, it's very, actually they're quite nicely done.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jo shuruaat mein sikha nahi rakhte, sikha bhi nahi rakhte the, yagya pavitra bhi dharan nahi karte the, lekin baad mein Jagannath Puri jaane ke baad unhone sikha bhi dharan kiya aur yagya pavitra bhi dharan kiya.
So now you understand why he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas from Bharati Sampradaya.
तो क्यों इसलिए हमें पता चलता है कि क्यों श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने मायावाद संप्रदाय में सन्यास ग्रहण किया
चैतन्य was one of the names I think is it चैतन्य is one of the names also isn't it चैतन्य ब्रह्मचारी yeah ब्रह्मचारी Now, the next point Prabhupada makes, a sannyasi who has very nicely understood the slogan Tat Tvam Asi and takes his bath in the confluence of the rivers Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati is called a Tirtha.
जिस सन्यासी ने तत्त्वमसि सूत्र को ठीक से समझ लिया है और जो गंगा यमुना तथा सरस्वती के संगम स्नान करता है वह तीर्थ कहलाता है।
But Prabhupada doesn't explain here what is tattvamasi, you see.
तो यहाँ पे तत्त्वमसि क्या है?
Supposed to know. By the time you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you're supposed to know what tattvamasi means. You see how Prabhupada expects that by the time you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you're supposed to already know the philosophy because in all his other books he's already explained what tattvamasi means. And so you come to this, this is therefore called the postgraduate study. One should not exactly begin with Chaitanya Charitamrita. There must be Bhagavad Gita, there must be nectar devotion like that. By the time you've read those books and teachings of Lord Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will certainly know by that time what tattvamasi means.
तो श्री चैतन्य चैतामृत को पोस्ट ग्रेजुएशन के समान कहा जाता है तो हमसे अपेक्षा की जाती है जब तक हम श्री चैतन्य चैतामृत पढ़ने पाए तो हमें पता होना चाहिए कि तत्त्वमसि का सही मतलब क्या है
As far as I know, the translation tattvamasi, roughly speaking, is I am that.
तो तत्त्वमसि का जो मतलब होता है कि मैं
वह हूँ. What is this? You know, it's obviously impersonal. I am that. That is a pronoun. What does this mean? Nonsense, you know. I am that. What is this? I am what? You know, come on. I am something. Come on. You know, what is this that? Well, that they're using to mean Brahman.
Write it.
Tattvamasi. So, tattvamasi means I am that. It's their mantra. It means I am Brahman. In other words, you know, without differentiation, without distinction, I am Brahman. Without limitation. In other words, the whole Mayavadi philosophy, most of you know, is that Brahman has assumed a body, and that's who I am. When I understand my true identity, I have no form, I have no activities, I am simply Om, and that's it.
विश्लेषण करते हैं कि मैं ब्रह्म हूँ फिर ये मेरा कोई आकार नहीं है मैं निराकार हूँ और मैं लीन हो जाऊँगा इस तरह से ओम ऐसा उच्चारण करते हूँ
Then Prabhupada continues about a sannyasi who is known as Ashram. Did you read?
तो फिर प्रभुपाद जी आश्रम के बारे में
बताएं। Give me every couple of sentences. Let me know where you were.
Yes. I haven't read, Maharaj. तो जो व्यक्ति सन्यास लेने का आतुर है सांसारिक कार्यों से विरक्त रहता है और जिसे भौतिक सुख की किसी प्रकार की इच्छा नहीं रहती और जो इस प्रकार जन्म मरण के चक्र से बच गया है वह आश्रम कहलाता है जो सन्यासी सुंदर एकांत वन में निवास करता है और सारी भौतिक इच्छाओं से मुक्त है वह वन कहलाता है जो सन्यासी सदैव जंगल में रहता है और स्वर्ग के नंदन कानन में रहने की इच्छा से भौतिक जगत के सारे संबंधों को त्याग देता है वह अरण्य कहलाता है
Did you get to Parvata? Yes?
No. No.
So, these are, we see that as a scholar, how Prabhupada is giving this important information for our education. Because these are the divisions of sannyas. So he's writing it in order to make it a matter of record because we cannot study all the Vedas. We don't even have the brain for Bhagavad Gita or to speak of all the Vedas. So therefore Prabhupada summarizes all the Vedas for us. He digests for us.
तो हमारे पास इतना समय नहीं है कि हम सारे वेद का अध्ययन कर पाएं इसलिए प्रभुपाद जी जो संक्षेप में हमें वेदों का सार बताते हैं तो यहाँ पे संन्यास के जितने विभाग हैं विभाजन हैं उसका बहुत ही अच्छी तरह से प्रभुपाद जी बताते हैं इसमें
A sannyasi who has dipped into the ocean of the absolute truth and collected some valuable stones of knowledge from that ocean, who never falls from the regulative principles of a sannyasi, is called Sagar. Read it.
जो व्यक्ति सन्यास लेने का आतुर है सांसारिक कार्यों से विरक्त रहता है जिसे भौतिक सुख की किसी प्रकार की इच्छा नहीं रहती जो इस प्रकार के जन्म मरण के चक्र से बच गया है वह आश्रम कहलाता है
One was learned the classic art of music, who engages in its culture and who has become expert and completely aloof. You know aloof?
Yes, विरक्त हो गया.
Distanced.
जो व्यक्ति शास्त्रीय संगीत कला में दक्ष होकर उसका अनुशीलन करता है, जो भौतिक आसक्ति से पूर्णतया दूर रहता है, वो सरस्वती कला में.
So we see that these names come up in our sampradaya also, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada's Gadaguru's name, Tirtha, you see? So we see that these names come up. I have a godbrother who was given the name Sagar by Sridhar Maharaj. So we see that these names come up in Gaudiya Vaishnava.
तो गौड़ीय वैष्णव में भी ये सब नाम आते हैं, जैसे भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर और महाराज के गुरु भाया जिनको श्रीधर महाराज से दीक्षा मिली थी, जिनका नाम के आगे सागर लगाया इस तरह से.
A sannyasi, because his name after Saraswati, sannyasi who is the goddess, of course Saraswati is the goddess of learning and music, and she holds a musical instrument called the veena.
तो जो सन्यासी आध्यात्मिक उन्नत उत्थान के लिए संगीत में लगता है, वो सरस्वती कहलाता है.
A sannyasi is always engaged in music for spiritual elevation is called Saraswati.
जो सन्यासी आध्यात्मिक उत्थान के लिए संगीत में लगता है, वो सरस्वती कहलाता है.
One who has become completely educated and is freed from the kind all kinds of ignorance and he was never unhappy even in a distressed condition is called Bharati.
तो पूर्ण शिक्षित एवं सभी प्रकार के अज्ञान से मुक्त तथा दुख में भी दुखी न रहने वाला व्यक्ति भारती कहलाता
है. So I have a godbrother named Keshava Bharati. You know, so we see that these names are coming up in our sampradaya.
तो महाराज के गुरु भाई हैं जिनका नाम है केशव भारती है.
One who has become very expert in absolute knowledge, who is situated in the absolute truth, and who always discusses the absolute truth is called Puri.
तो जो परम ज्ञान में दक्ष होता है और परम सत्य के पद पर स्थित रहकर परम सत्य की व्याख्या में लग रहा था, वो पूरी कहलाता है.
Puri is a name that comes up very frequently in the Gaudiya Math. We don't find it so much in ISKCON, but there's maybe a few Puris. Generally we find in the Gaudiya Math the Puris are very, Puri Maharaj is so common that it gets very confusing actually. There's too many Puri Maharajas, you know.
The Gaudiya Math mein jab Puri naam jo bahut hi prasiddh hai aur aap dekhenge bahut sare Puri Maharaj hai, to kai baar confusion ho jata hai.
But amongst Srila Prabhupada's prominent godbrothers who were close friends and supporters, there were two Puri Maharajas who were close friends of Srila Prabhupada and supporters.
So Prabhupada ji ke jo saath dene wale bahut hi ghanisht mitra the, wo do Puri Maharaj the.
The eldest was Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj.
Bhakti?
Pramod.
Bhakti Prabhu Puri Maharaj.
Help him out. Is it not that correct name?
Yes, sir.
Bhakti Prabhupada Puri Maharaj.
Bhakti Prabhupada.
He was an elder godbrother, I believe. He must have been older than Srila Prabhupada, isn't it?
Srila Prabhupada ji sab bade the.
Of course, he departed quite some time ago. I don't know, what, 20 years ago or something? Quite some time ago. 1980? Yeah. 99,
Maharaj.
99. All right, so that's 13 years ago. Then there's Bhakti Vaibhavi Puri Maharaj. He now also departed. He departed about now, what, 3 years ago, I think.
तो भक्ति वैभव पुरी महाराज जो 3 साल पहले जिनका तिरुपुरा हुआ,
भक्ति वैभवी पुरी महाराज, she was especially close with Srila Prabhupada.
तो भक्ति वैभव पुरी महाराज जो प्रभुपाद जी के साथ बहुत घनिष्ठ संबंध.
We had the opportunity to see, although Prabhupada was departed, we had the opportunity to see Bhakti Vaibhavi Puri Maharaj's loving relationship with Prabhupada. We had the opportunity to see that, even though we couldn't see him interacting with Prabhupada, I was not privy to that, but we could see his loving relationship with Prabhupada.
प्रभुपाद जी के साथ बहुत ही अच्छे संबंध थे पुरी महाराज जी.
First of all, he used to come every year without fail. He was always invited to come to Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day festival.
तो प्रभुपाद जी के तिरुभाव दिवस में निश्चित रूप से आया करते थे.
So he was very elderly. He was, what, about 90 years old or something like that? final years was very old, around 90 years old.
So
he'd come on the stage and he would talk only a few words and that was it, you know. But the way we could see his, besides honoring Prabhupada at his disappearance festival, but the way we could see his loving regard for Srila Prabhupada was when Prabhupada was taken on parikram through Vrindavan Dham. So that time, the parikram party would always go to Bhakti Vaibhavi Puri Maharaj's temple. As soon as he was notified that Prabhupada was there, yes, he would come out of the temple, he would come and he very lovingly put his head at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. So in this way we see that he had great love and affection and respect for Srila Prabhupada. We see that. So
this is Puri. तो इस तरह से हम देखते हैं कितने अच्छे और प्रेम पूर्वक संबंध है प्रभुपाद जी का भक्ति पूरी.
All these sannyasis are assisted by brahmacharis who are described as follows.
तो इन सारे सन्यासियों की सहायता के लिए ब्रह्मचारी रहते हैं जिनका वर्णन इस प्रकार है.
Anyways, I'll just highlight some of these things.
तो जो अपने
असली names of brahmacharis, those who realize Brahman, effulgence, Prakash Brahmachari.
तो ब्रह्म ज्योति का
ज्ञाता तथा
ब्रह्म ज्योति का ज्ञाता तथा नित्य योगाभ्यास करने वाला प्रकाश ब्रह्मचारी कहलाता है जो परम ज्ञान प्राप्त करके सदैव परम सत्य ज्ञान असीम तथा ब्रह्म ज्योति
Brahmachari who is always in Brahman effulgence meditates on the absolute truth.
और सदैव ध्यान करता है और सदैव अपने आप को दिव्य आनंद में रखता है वो आनंद ब्रह्मचारी कहलाता है.
Another meditating on Brahman who is always knows the difference between material and spiritual, learned brahmachari is named Chaitanya. So here we have that Chaitanya connection.
जो पदार्थ तथा आत्मा का भेद जानता है जो भौतिक विकारों से व्याकुल नहीं होता तथा जो असीम अव्यय कल्याणप्रद ब्रह्म ज्योति का ध्यान करता है वह प्रथम कोटि का विद्वान ब्रह्मचारी होता है वह चैतन्य कहलाता है.
So Prabhupada, read the next sentence.
जब सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य गोपीनाथ आचार्य से श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु के सन्यास संप्रदाय के बारे में जिज्ञासा कर रहे थे तो उन्हें उनका प्रथम नाम श्री कृष्ण तो अच्छा लगा किंतु चैतन्य उपनाम अच्छा नहीं लगा क्योंकि यह भारतीय संप्रदाय के ब्रह्मचारी का नाम है. इसलिए उन्होंने सुझाव दिया कि महाप्रभु को सरस्वती संप्रदाय में उन्नति कर देनी चाहिए किंतु गोपीनाथ आचार्य ने इंगित किया कि महाप्रभु किसी बाह्य औपचारिकता पर निर्भर नहीं है. गोपीनाथ आचार्य को पूर्ण विश्वास था कि श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु स्वयं कृष्ण हैं अतः वे किसी बाह्य औपचारिकता तथा या विधान से स्वतंत्र.
Prabhupada's closing point is that these titles are not very important. In other words, it's what's in your heart, what is your vigyan, your realized knowledge, what is your revelation. What is your capacity for teaching the absolute truth? What is your realization? But the external is not important. It is there, but it's not very important in comparison.
So Prabhupada ji in tatpari mein bata rahe hain ki jo upadhyaya hain wo zyada mahatvapurna hai jab mahatvapurna cheez hai ki aapka divya gyan aapke hriday mein prakashit hua hai.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I'm not a sannyasi.
इसलिए श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु कहते हैं कि मैं सन्यासी नहीं हूँ.
Not grihastha.
मैं गृहस्थ नहीं हूँ.
I'm not brahmachari.
मैं ब्रह्मचारी नहीं.
I'm not vanaprastha.
मैं वानप्रस्थ भी नहीं.
I am not any one vanashram dharma. I am not sannyasi.
मैं सन्यासी नहीं हूँ.
I am not brahmachari.
मैं ब्रह्मचारी नहीं हूँ.
I'm not grihastha.
मैं गृहस्थ नहीं हूँ.
Not vanaprastha.
मैं वानप्रस्थ हूँ.
So then he says, "What am I?"
तो मैं कहाँ पे हूँ?
Everyone, please, Gopi.
Gopi.
No, say it.
Gopi Bhattacharya. Leo Das Dasanu Dasa.
Again, that was sloppy.
Gopi,
loudly, come on, guys.
Gopi Bhattacharya. Leo Das Dasanu Dasa.
Again.
Gopi.
Again.
Das, das, das.
the essence of our philosophy. That's why Mahaprabhu gave it as one of the only things he put in writing.
ये हमारा सिद्धांत है जो श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने हमें दिया है.
But we follow externals to some degree. ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada introduced, well, not he introduced, following the example of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Gaudiya tradition, he made sannyasis.
तो श्रील प्रभुपाद जी ने श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत महाराज जी का अनुकरण करते हुए सन्यासी पद भी दिए बहुत लोगों को.
But we see that when he gave sannyasis, he didn't put in forces all these names like Tirtha and Sagar, these titles for sannyas. He did not put importance on that. Even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur put more importance than he did. What Bhagavad did not. He just gave them their spiritual name. There's a reason.
So Prabhupada ji ne jo upnam diye, jaise titles diye, upadhyas diye sannyas mein, usme Tirtha aur Sagar is tarah ke naam nahi diye.
Most of Prabhupada's sannyasis had names. Many of them, of course, there are exceptions, but the whole idea was lining up with Braj conception, you know. Whereas Tirtha and all these things, it doesn't line up with the Braj conception, not exactly.
So Tirtha or Sagar or is tarah ke jo naam hai, Prabhupada ji ne iska prachalan nahi kiya.
So Prabhupada gave sannyas in most cases. He kept the same name for the sannyas as was given at the time initiation.
तो दीक्षा के समय जो नाम प्राप्त हुआ था प्रभुपाद जी ने जो नाम दिया था वही नाम सन्यास दीक्षा के बाद भी रहा.
The reason my name was different.
तो मेरा नाम जो है अलग हुआ.
Is because my beloved friend and god brother Madhav Maharaj.
क्योंकि मेरे जो बहुत ही घनिष्ठ मित्र माधव महाराज.
Broke the arm on Gopal Krishna Goswami 5 minutes before my initiation, told me I have to change his name.
तो
because he's a pandit, so you know. Maharaj was respecting, you know, the always abundance. But actually, later on, I found came across a quote from Prabhupada where Jyotri says, "Not necessary," you know. But as it was because he was pressurized by Madhava Maharaj, that's why my name was changed. But most of the sannyasis we find, the names were not changed.
तो जिस दिन महाराज की दीक्षा हो रही थी तो माधव महाराज ने थोड़ा प्रेशराइज किया गोपाल कृष्ण महाराज जी को नाम चेंज करने के लिए, इसलिए महाराज का नाम बदल करके His Holiness Bhakti Madhavar Govind Maharaj हुआ. लेकिन ऐसा नाम चेंज करने का कोई प्रथा नहीं है, प्रभुपाद जी ने ऐसा नहीं किया था.
So Sarva Madhvacharya, on the other hand, was a rules and regulations man, and he was trying to say, if we look at the previous verse 72, The Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, Sri Krishna's very good name, but he belongs, but Mahaprabhu he's referring to, belongs to the Bharati community, which means the impersonalists, the sampradaya of the Shankar. Therefore, he's a second class sannyasi. So he did not approve, and that's how we got to this verse.
तो इससे पहले जो 72 नंबर प्यार है उसमें सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य कहते हैं श्री कृष्ण नाम अति उत्तम है किंतु ये भारतीय संप्रदाय के हैं अतः ये द्वितीय श्रेणी के सन्यासी हैं इसलिए इसके बाद 73 श्लोक में बताते हैं.
Read the translation to 73 again, please. With...
तो 73 नंबर प्यार का अनुवाद इस तरह है. गोपीनाथ आचार्य ने उत्तर दिया श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु किसी बाहरी औपचारिकता पर निर्भर नहीं है उन्हें किसी श्रेष्ठ संप्रदाय से संन्यास ग्रहण करने की आवश्यकता नहीं है.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was very concerned whether this handsome young man, because he could not understand at first, he could not understand in the beginning that Mahaprabhu was Krishna, the Supreme Bhagavan himself. In the beginning, he could not. Of course, later we know that Mahaprabhu reveals Sadbhuja to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, but at this point he did not know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
अभी जब समाज चल रहा है तो इस समय तक सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य जी को पता नहीं चल पाया कि श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ही भगवान श्री कृष्ण है और बाद में जो उन्हीं को षटभुज रूप भी दिखाया गया था लेकिन अभी जो वार्तालाप चल रही है तो अभी उनका खुलासा नहीं हुआ.
So on the next verse he says, भट्टाचार्य कहे इन्हर ब्रोदा युवा के मते संन्यास धर्मा आईवारक्षण रीड ट्रांसलेशन।
तो 74 नंबर प्याक अनुवाद इस तरह से है, भट्टाचार्य ने पूछा, श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु तो अपनी पूर्ण यौवनावस्था में है, वे सन्यास के नियमों का किस तरह पालन कर पाएंगे?
So we thought that the way that Mahaprabhu could remain in Sannyasa Ashram was by hearing a lot of Vedanta philosophy and reciting Vedas. That was his idea, how a handsome young man like that. In other words, if he would dive deep enough into Vedanta Sutra, then perhaps he could be saved from sense gratification. Otherwise, very handsome young man, how can he be saved from sense gratification? This was Sarvabhauna's external consideration.
भट्टाचार्य जी का, सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य जी का जो मत था, वो समझ रहे थे कि श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इतने खूबसूरत हैं, इतने जवान हैं, और बिना वेदांत सिद्धांत के सागर की गहराई में डुबकी लगाए वो किस तरह से बच सकते हैं?
Therefore, the next verse he says, निरंतर इन हाके वेदांत सनायबा वराग्या द्वैत मार्गे प्रवेश करेबा।
इसके अगले प्यार में बताते हैं, मैं इन्हें निरंतर वेदांत दर्शन सुनाऊंगा जिससे वे अपने वैराग्य में स्थिर रहें और इस तरह अद्वैत मार्ग में प्रवेश कर सकें।
He understands that Mahaprabhu is a Vaishnava and he's hoping to convert him to monism. You see, here he's directly saying that he hopes to convert him to monism.
तो महाप्रभु ऐसा, भट्टाचार्य जी ऐसा समझ रहे हैं कि ये वैष्णव संप्रदाय में है तो सन्यास धर्म का ठीक से पालन नहीं कर पाएंगे।
Read the purport, please.
इसके तात्पर्य में प्रभुपाद जी बताते हैं, सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य के अनुसार वेदांत दर्शन के अनुशीलन से सन्यासियों को इंद्र तृप्ति से विरक्त रहने की सहायता मिलती है। इस तरह
as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was pushing cultivation of Vedanta in order to preserve the renounced order, but we can, instead of Vedanta, we are not studying Vedas. I mean, we are studying the essence, the cream, but directly we're not going into Vedas. Everyone sitting here would just become lost by trying to go into Vedas. You know, it is such a mind-boggling thing.
यहाँ पे हम वेदों का अध्ययन नहीं करते, वेदांत का अध्ययन नहीं करते, उसका जो सार है उसका हम अध्ययन करते हैं। अगर हम वेदों का अध्ययन करने जाएं, वेदांत का अध्ययन करने जाएं, तो उसमें हम गुमराह होने के बहुत।
Vedanta Sutra is considered the cream, the top of the Vedas.
The Vedanta Sutra ko aisa bataya hai jiska jo Vedo ka vah saar hai.
And the Bhagavad Purana or Srimad Bhagavatam is a commentary by the author of Vedanta Sutra. Srila Vyasadeva is the author of Vedanta Sutra. Write it if you don't have it.
Srila Vyasadeva ne Vedanta Sutra ki rachna ki hai. और श्रीमद् भागवतम जो है वेदांत सूत्र पे टीका है, टिप्पणी।
So the author of Vedanta Sutra, Srila Vyasadeva, under the guidance of Narada Muni, realizes, actually I've just written too many flowery words here, and I've actually missed. And Narada Muni tells him flat out, you've misled people into the flowery words of the Vedas. He tells him directly, you've misled people. Guru can do that. Who can say to the great and mighty Vyasadeva, you misled people? But Guru can do like that. So Narada Muni is his Guru. He says, you misled people. Very, very blunt, you know.
तो श्री व्यासदेव के जो गुरु महाराज है श्री नारद मुनि जी, उन्होंने सीधे सीधे डांट लगाया, जो आपने जो वेद और वेदांत सूत्र का जो रचना की है वो बहुत ही पुष्पकीय भाषा में लिखी हुई है जो लोगों को गुमराह करेगी।
So if we find that everybody sleeps, not everybody, but the tendency is to sleep during Bhagavatam class. This is tendency.
तो ये प्रवृत्ति होती है कि श्रीमद् भागवतम कक्षा के दौरान लोग सोते हैं।
But if we had class on Vedanta Sutra, then everybody.
अगर हमारा जो क्लास अगर वेदांत सूत्र पे हो तो बहुत ही
अच्छा। Vedanta Sutra would be very, we say in America, heady. I mean, very hyper-intellectual. We would have no taste for it. We find that devotees don't even have taste for the Bhagavatam. Vedanta Sutra, forget it. It would be impossible. Our movement could not run on Vedanta Sutra. There's no way. Therefore, commentary was required to extract the essence out of it.
हम देखते हैं कि भक्तों को भी भागवतम सुनने में इतनी कठिनाई होती है, जब वो वेदांत सूत्र सुनेंगे तो क्या हाल होगा?
So that is Bhagavad Purana. The essence of Vedanta Sutra is Bhagavad Purana by the author of Vedanta Sutra. Himself, Srila Vyasadeva.
इसलिए भागवत पुराण जो है वो वेदांत सूत्र का सार है।
then we see that the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna is confused,
तो हम देखते हैं कि भगवत गीता में जो अर्जुन है पूर्ण रूप से विस्मित है
and Krishna's whole job is unconfusing him.
और जो भगवान श्री कृष्ण का जो कार्य था वहां पे उनको
Here we see the amazing fact. The author of the Vedas is Krishna actually through his expansion Vasudeva and through Vasudeva comes empowerment of Saktivesh.
तो हम देखते हैं कि जो जो वेदांत सूत्र का वास्तविक रचयिता वो भगवान श्री कृष्ण ही है और व्यास देव के रूप में वो आते हैं नारायण
Different Vyasadevs or sometimes Jiva, sometimes Narayan. Okay, fine. So, but Narayan Vasudev same, no? Vasudev Narayan. Expansion is the point, not directly Krishna.
तो ये जो विस्तार है भगवान श्री कृष्ण के और कई बार व्यासदेव सत्यावेश अवतार रहते हैं कई बार साक्षात नारायण ही होते हैं तो अभी इस में जो अभी जो समय चल रहा है उसमें जो व्यासदेव हैं वो साक्षात
योगमाया if this Vyasadev is directly Narayan then we understand the power of Yogamaya. Because how Narayan can become confused,
तो हम देख सकते हैं योग माया का किस तरह से प्रभाव में आ जाते हैं भगवान भी स्वयं भी कि क्योंकि व्यासदेव भी विस्मित हो चुके थे तो उसका नारद मुनि ने उनको समझाया
था our chances of understanding Srimad Bhagavatam or even Bhagavad Gita because we hear a lot of people say I read Bhagavad Gita I can't understand it's not Prabhupada's fault because they have dull brain
तो भागवतम और श्रीमद् भगवद गीता को इतना आसानी से हम नहीं समझते जब तक श्रील प्रभुपाद जी इसमें
So if the point is that in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, who is the source of Srila Vyasadeva by empowerment or direct or expansion incarnation, he says, "Forget the Vedas." He tells Arjuna, "The flowery words of the Vedas." He tells him to forget it. Don't get confused. You see, it's only confusing you. Forget the Vedas.
तो भगवद गीता में भगवान श्री कृष्ण अर्जुन को समझाते हैं कि आप वेदों को भूल जाइए क्योंकि उसमें सिर्फ पुष्प की भाषा लिखी हुई है
Then he makes this shocking statement. The Vedas deal primarily with the three modes of material nature, triguna.
और जो वेदा जो की रचना जो हुई है वो तीन गुणों से रच हुई है
Rise above them, O Arjuna. If you study the Vedas, you're going to get entangled in the modes of nature. Forget it. Just, you know, sarvadhamma pratyajam mamikam sanam prajap. Just surrender unto me. Forget all this Vedic stuff.
इसलिए जो वेदों की चीजें हैं उसको भूल जाइए क्योंकि इसमें आप जितना पढ़ेंगे उतने आप बंधन में फंसते
जाएंगे। Because the Vedas deal primarily with the modes of material nature.
क्योंकि वेद जो है वो सिर्फ भौतिक जगत से ही।
So he's saying, give it up.
इसलिए
Krishna, the author of the Vedas, is saying, give it up. Just surrender to me because sarvasya chaham hridi sannivistu matasmriti gyanam bhavanam cha. He's in every heart. But at the same time, also Vedas chasavi aham vidyo Vedanta Creed Vedavid eva cha ham. So Vedanta Creed, I am the knower of the Vedas. So the Krishna Govinda, he is the origin of the Veda. Therefore, he can give anything that we need to know from Vedas, we can get from Krishna, who is the original author.
तो इसलिए भगवान श्री कृष्ण भगवद गीता में बोलते हैं कि जो वेदों का सार है क्योंकि वेदों की रचना मैंने ही करवाई है तो मुझे जान लीजिए तो वेदों को जानने की ज्यादा आवश्यकता नहीं है
And because Srila Prabhupada, because we cannot understand even the Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, so therefore Prabhupada took great pains, literally, to write these Bhaktivedanta purports.
इसलिए हम भगवत गीता को नहीं समझ सकते हैं तो प्रभुपाद जी ने अपने बहुत ही कृपावश दयावश जो है करुणावश
had to digest for us. Otherwise, we cannot understand the absolute truth. Without Prabhupada digesting it for us, there's no way. I don't think there's even one person sitting here, or even Vanaji. I call Bhimala Prasad Vanaji, could not understand it without Prabhupada. You see, we would get some confusion.
तो बिना प्रभुपाद के तात्पर्य के द्वारा जो हम भगवद गीता श्रीमद् भागवतम बने इस कितने बड़े पंडित भी कोई ना हो लेकिन उनको इतना समझ नहीं आ सकता
So we'll stop there. Any questions, comments?
यहीं पे विराम देंगे किसी के प्रश्न हैं
Okay, thank you very much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Giriraj Gaurang ki jai. श्री श्री राधिकृष्ण कृष्ण बलराम की जय, जगत स्वामी मदरी सुभद्र की जय। कौ प्रेमानंदे हरे।